Hello, is this Lisa?
Hi, John. It's Lisa. You got that right. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank
Oh,
you
go
so
ahead.
much for asking. Yeah, you were saying something.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was expecting a call at 3:45, but the earlier the better.
Yeah, the thing is that I was available now, so I thought if you are available. If not, then I can call back at 3:45. That's not a
Oh,
problem.
no, I'm available now. I'm available now. That's fine.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so John, I think I asked you this before, but I need to know again. Is this your first time writing a book?
Yes. Very first time.
Okay, all right. And have you looked into the market? I mean, there are certain tactics that the authors are using in order to make the book a bestseller, or get it somewhere where it is well renowned worldwide. So what are your aims and goals for the book? I need to understand. According to that, I'm gonna get you a proper sound strategy in terms of which we should proceed from here.
Okay. That sounds cool. That sounds good. Yeah, because it needs, it's one thing to, I imagine, once it gets published and, maybe on the, out there, but yet, how to get people to
Right.
read it. Yeah. Like I said, this is like my, this is totally new territory for me. So
I
I have,
understand.
yeah. So, I mean,
So,
what tip? And go ahead. Let me go ahead, please. I'm all ears.
no, continue, continue. Go ahead. You were telling me something.
Oh, I'm pretty well. I was just gonna say that. I was gonna ask. So, what do you feel would be the best way to advertise it? Like, I mean, I've heard of people doing things like I've seen occasionally on Amazon that people have writings about themselves, and also like that. But I about their book, but I don't know. That's all I know. All I've
Okay,
seen.
that's completely fine. All right, again, as I said, that John, you need to understand that we get all sorts of people coming to us, okay? Let me give you some scenarios. Let me paint a picture for you. A person comes up to us and he's writing about his life, most likely an autobiography, and he just wants to leave a legacy in this world for his friends and family. So he's not really looking to be, really famous about the book or, earning royalties or even becoming the bestseller. So he doesn't have any vision for the book. He just wants to get it out, get it published, and have his friends and family buy the book and read it, So that's basically like the minimum. In that scenario, you just focus on the basic requirements of having the book out. Now, what are the basic requirements for the book? So let's start from the writing part. Okay, so writing, it includes the editing and the formatting. Along with that, you have to take care of the book cover. Of course, that is needed for a book to be completed. And after that, the last thing is publishing. Now, when it comes to publishing, you need two additional requirements. It's part of the basic requirements, actually. The ISBN numbers for the printed version and the copyrights for the book, right? So these are your five basic requirements for a book. If you need a book to be published, these are the five things that you would need mostly. All right? Now, let's look at scenario number two. We get a lot of authors who has already written a book or they are looking to become bestseller. They come to us with a budget-oriented package because marketing how it works. The more you put in, the better results you get. So yada yada yada, the rest. All right. So yeah, that scenario has a different tactic and a different strategy, of course. In that scenario, after the basic requirements, you focus on a sound strategy as to how you will launch the book in the market. Okay, because you're not just randomly publishing the book and leaving it there. People do not know about it because that's not how it works. If you need the book to work, if you need the book to sell, you need to have certain shout outs in the market. People should know that a book is being published because at this point, at this very moment, while we are speaking, there are thousands of books being published. But you and I, we don't know about it. And if we don't know about it, we are not going to search for it. We're not going to buy it, right? It works the same way in the second scenario as well. So what they do is that they go for what we usually recommend them, a certain strategies and tactics. Let me start from the pre-marketing, okay? Now, pre-marketing is basically, you know, let's just say we have decided the publishing date for the book to be December because it's Christmas time, people are gifting each other things, and it's a holiday time, people like to spend, all right? So it's a good revenue generation time, you can say, and we can cash it out. So let's just say we have settled a date for December for the book launch. Now, from November onwards, we will start working on the marketing tactics. Number one will be the ebook trailer. This is all included in the pre-marketing phase, okay? So there are three phases: pre-marketing, publication, and then post-marketing. Pre-marketing, I'm sure by the verbiage you can understand that it's like marketing the book before it's released, right? You with me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So pre-marketing is like for 15 to 20 days at most, and in that time duration, what we do is that we create an ebook trailer for the book, just like a movie trailer. Have you watched a movie trailer?
Oh, yeah. I'm a movie buff.
Okay. That is wonderful. You know, the impact that it creates, that's the same impact we try to depict in an ebook trailer. Have you ever gotten a chance to review an ebook trailer?
You know, I think I know what you're talking about. I think I saw one on Amazon. I can't remember what book it was for, but mm-hmm. it's like less than 60 seconds or something like that.
Yes, that is correct. The time duration is for a minute or 1 minute, 30 seconds at most. So that's the time duration in which we have a synopsis, a voiceover, and then the entire visualization is done. At the end of the trailer, we launch the release date. For example, the book is coming out soon on, let's say, 25th December, and we put a book cover, we put a call to action available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and whichever platforms your book is being launched at. So that is the call to action message at the end of the trailer. This is something different from the movie trailer, right? Now, since it's a book, we have to include that so people know when it's launched and where it's launched. Because when it's launched, you are already going to have pre-orders, okay? So that is the pre-marketing tactic. Now, when we do that, we launched the trailer. The second step will be putting the book on pre-orders. So, for example, if you are launching your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, we put the book for pre-orders on both of those platforms. Now, what does that mean? It means that your book cover will be available there. People can order your book and wait for their copy to arrive before it's released, all right? So that way you have a major chunk piling up of sales before the book is launched. Because, of course, you're working with a certain tactic to increase the target audience, and when the book is launched, you're already going to have, like, a rough estimate, 50 to 90 sales on board. This is the worst-case scenario, and that's how effective pre-marketing is. So 15 to 20 days ebook trailer launch, and then we also launch a couple of press releases. Press release is like a newsletter, you can say, okay? And that goes out to 200-plus platforms online, all the trending platforms, announcing the book launch. Now you have two tools announcing your book, okay? And that is all included in the pre-marketing phase. Now, let's move forward to the publication date. Now it's the 25th December. Your book is being launched. As soon as your book is launched, you're going to start getting sales. That is when we start to create shout-outs and start the postings on the social media pages, which includes Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, we would be creating pages on Facebook and Instagram, especially. These are the two primary platforms that are trending nowadays, okay? So we create pages over there under the book's name, and we start to do random postings over there, you know, getting the audience organically. Or you can spend a paid marketing budget over there as well. Just like how, you know, when we are using Facebook or Instagram, we get pop-ups of certain products and services. Just like that, your ad will pop up on someone else's Facebook or Instagram. That depends on whether you're going worldwide, whether you're doing the pay-per-click marketing worldwide, or you're only targeting a specific region. For example, if you're living in UK, you can just go for UK. Or if you're living in US, you can just base it within US. So that is the social media and paid marketing campaign. Once the book is launched, after that, we divide the articles and blogs along with the press release to be released on the internet on all the notable platforms on a time period of, let's say, 15 days or 10 days. It will go out in certain time intervals, right? And there will be 3 months hardcore marketing, aggressive marketing in order to gain sales. So this is the entire campaign of basic marketing. All right, and after that, you get Times Square launch, you get Hollywood screenplay recommendations where we submit, copies of the books to the Hollywood producers and directors, along with Netflix, of course. And you also get authors' websites. People create their own identity by having a website under their name, under the author's name. And that works pretty well, too. So there is a lot going on. You with me?
Yeah.
I thought I lost you. Is that a lot to digest?
I'm just all ears here, so I'm just listening.
Yeah. So this is the basic strategy that we use. Of course, it varies from book to book because, of course, every book has a different genre, right? So the same tactic cannot be copy-pasted on each and every scenario. Again, it depends on what the genre of the book is. So, yeah, that is pretty much it. So what are your plans? I wanted to know from you. What are you thinking?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I would like to get enough readers to get interested in it, but I was wondering about the book trailer and the promoting it that way. Do you know how much that costs?
I can get you the costing from the marketing. Hold on the cost. How about I send you a detailed email or a message in writing along with the samples, because I want you to review the samples first so you understand
that would be
and visualize, okay?
Yes, that's the way I work. I'm a visual person.
Right, absolutely. So let me go ahead and send that to you, and then we will talk more about it because there is so much to talk about, John. And literally, I'm telling you that this is like the initial or the most basic step. I don't want to overwhelm you, but, you know, I can talk for hours about this because I'm really passionate about this. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you so much, Lisa. You and Ryan are the two people I've mainly dealt with so far, and I just want to commend you on your politeness and your, you know, willing to explain everything, especially for a brand new person. Like I said, I've written stuff before, but this is my totally first time ever.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And you could send me, that'd be great, because the one thing I was thinking about it lately too is that it's one thing to get the book, my book together, but I do want people to read it. I mainly wrote this book. I mean, I won't get into too much detail. It was inspired by a movie that starred Kate Blanchett. That was one of the main inspirations, plus in other things, and plus other things going on in this world. And I just feel it's coming out at the right time. I felt that this is the perfect time to really, because people are really lost right now, really in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to have something that gives at least a glimmer of hope and just touches people. Because I think people are willing to just read something and just, you know, on their own and just cry their eyes out, but also be uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, so I think for now, because I'm a kind of a one step, I like to take it one step at a time and look everything over. If you have information on that, on the book trailer and other, the marketing strategy, everything, that would be great. So you have my email address, right? Obviously. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I will send you an email with all this information in detail. See, there's no harm in getting the knowledge because if you don't have the knowledge, you won't be able to make the right decision or you won't understand the direction that you need to take. At this point of time, John Patrick, since he's a new person entering in this market as an author, we need to make sure that there is a sound impression created in the market. All right, and this is you've heard that first impression should be really impactful. All right, after that, the number of books that you're going to publish, it's not going to need any audience. I mean, you're already going to have a fan following, so that won't need a lot of work. The first book is the major chunk, and that's what we need to work on. We need to create a brand out of you with the first book. Once that is done, the rest will be automatically established. And that's what I'm trying to do with your book and with you. Okay?
Build a good foundation, yeah. Because, I mean, further down the road, eventually, another dream of mine is to eventually, hopefully, Hollywood make this into a movie. But first things first, I want to just get it
Exactly.
published
Baby steps.
out. Yeah, baby steps. That's thank you for mentioning because that's exactly how I work. I think
I
you and
know.
I are on the same wavelength. I really appreciate it. Thank you
No
so
worries
much.
at all. Thank you so much. It was such a productive conversation, John. I will send you a detailed email. You can review that, search it on your own, and read about it, okay? And then we'll talk again.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
All
Thank you
right.
so much.
You have
Okay.
yourself a lovely day. I'll keep you posted on the progress too, by the way.
I was going to ask about that. Is that going good too?
Yeah, it's
Thank
going
you.
really well. The team is working on the initial draft, and as I said, once they have something to show us in terms of the progress, I will let you know. Okay?
Okay, and and thank you again for the compliment. That was really encouraging. When you called
No
the book
worries.
a
Yes. Well,
thank
the
you
book deserves it.
oh well I'm happy to hear that. All right.
Of course, of
Okay.
course. All right, then. I'm going to let you go now, John. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. All right, take
Bye-bye.
care. All right.